What can I do the least amount of, yet still get a tremendous benefit from it? Let's go!
The most energetic, fit, and stress-resilient people on the planet practice daily habits to keep their hormones balanced, their gut healthy, and their muscles and mind strong. Welcome to That Fitness Couple. We're Mike and Corey Beth Lepowski, founders of Pure Physique.
This podcast is designed to provide you with everything we've discovered and continue to discover about nutrition, training, and lifestyle. Today, we all live hectic lives.
So we've made it our mission to make your fitness time efficient and to build you up. Hope you share and enjoy. Let's dive into today's episode. Let's go. Once we accept our limits, we go beyond them. Albert Einstein. The two things we know to be finite here on Earth are both our time and our energy. Now, the one thing that we specialize in is time-efficient fitness, but there's various aspects of our life that have become incredibly time-efficient. And at the request of you, we decided to come on and talk about those things. Now, we couldn't start anywhere better or more appropriate than with our fitness. So, Mike, why don't you share how your exercise or fitness is time-efficient?
Well, the way it is and then the reason why it is are, I wouldn't say they're mutually exclusive, but the way it is just as many of our listeners probably know, it's 30-minute workouts and training no more than two or three times a week with specific focus around resistance training. Because when I think about time efficiency, I specifically think about how can I get the most bang for my buck? I mean, what can I do the least amount of as far as time is concerned, yet still get a tremendous benefit from it? So from an exercise perspective, it's really easy to look along the spectrum of all the things that we are ever trying to achieve as human beings in our fitness, in our health. And then we compare that against what are the benefits of any particular type or any particular form of exercise. And when it comes to resistance training, I mean, it checks just about every single box you could possibly check. And even if there were one or two boxes left out, I mean, to me, that's still a huge win. And I try to look at it in that same perspective when it comes to other areas. But the reason why time efficiency for exercise actually has more to do with the physiological benefits of being time efficient. So even though many of us want to be time efficient just for the sake of saving time, sometimes there's also benefit to it well beyond that, meaning it is necessary to be time efficient in order to get the most out of something. And so the 30-minute resistance training workouts, typically full body workout, just training at a max capacity is really all that I find necessary in order to stimulate the type of strength and muscular gains and improvements in functionality that I could possibly ask for. And I know that that is the sentiment of many of those that we know as well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think the most famous line that I've heard recently is 15 minutes in and you're halfway done. And it is so true. It's so nice to not have to go spend an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours in the gym. And only to do it 2 to 3 days a week. So it's incredibly important to exercise. There's so many benefits of that. So to have it in a time efficient way, it's amazing.
Yeah. And when you really consider that 60 minutes of exercise a week is less than 1% of your entire time available over the course of a week. I mean, that's insane to think about. And that's often why I think it's amusing when we say to ourselves, I just don't have the time for this. It's just too much. It's too hard to fit into the schedule. And it's like, but it's less than 1% of our time. So how could it be that difficult? And I get it. I mean, there are plenty of things that come up in the scheme of a day. It seems like we're giving up more time than we do have available. But ultimately, I mean, when we do take that big picture view of the amount of hours we have available in a week, we're not asking that much of ourselves when we say, hey, I could put an hour towards this cumulatively over the course of a week.
Yeah. Totally doable. Well, let's actually go to this one, personal development. How have we made our personal development time efficient? We're no strangers to reading books, listening to podcasts, coaching with mentors. But I would say, Mike, I think the way that you have made your podcast and audible listening time efficient is pretty admirable, actually.
Yeah, I am a firm believer in Auto University that was coined by Zig Ziglar, who back in the time when you'd actually have to put in a cassette tape in your car to listen to music, you know, he talked about at that time using those drives that you have to and from work or to and from the grocery store to listen to something that actually feeds you. And I get it. A lot of us like to listen to music. We want to be entertained. I like to use that time to learn. And oftentimes I find it really interesting that while driving, it puts me into that theta state where I can actually absorb more information. And even though you're supposed to be processing all the information around you with other vehicles and what's going on in the road, for whatever reason, I get very relaxed during that time and can actually concentrate on what I'm hearing coming through the speakers. And for me, that has been an invaluable part of my development, is just being able to listen to something educational on my 25-minute drive to work, on my 25-minute drive home. And even if I'm driving no more than 5 to 8 minutes somewhere, even still, I'm going to put on a podcast. I'm going to listen to a book that I got on Audible, you know, something that I know is feeding me, and it's also helping me to develop better business skills, better personal skills, increase my education around exercise or nutrition. I mean, anything along those lines.
Yeah, I would say I'm a 50-50. 50% of the time, I love to listen to my Spotify playlist. The other 50% of the time, I love listening to podcasts. But what we've both discovered, I want to say, I think I learned this from you, was not listening at 1.0 speed, but 1.25 or 1.5. Mike is the master of speed. And so sometimes he's at like 1.75. I'm like, how do you even comprehend what is being said when you're listening that fast? But if you think about it, you know, going from just 1.0 speed to 1.5, you're going to cut down your listening time significantly. And so you're able to digest more and listen to more. For me personally, I love putting on a podcast while I'm doing my makeup and hair. Now, granted, when the blow dryer is going, you do have to take that pause, but putting on makeup or curling or whatever it is that I'm doing that day, popping it in a ponytail, listening during that time, that's my theta state where all that stuff gets absorbed, doing a couple of squats in between. That sounds so corny, but you know what? It's what works for me. And I think at the end of the day, everybody's got to figure out what works best for them. Well, let's dive into the next one, which is nutrition. And I think that our personal nutrition has become incredibly time efficient because we went from meal prepping and packaging 6 meals a day. That was a lot of work, wasn't it?
It was a tremendous amount of work.
Now we throw a steak on the grill and in 8 minutes we have dinner, which is amazing. But I would say for those listening, maybe more on like a flexible plan where they're incorporating, you know, carbs or different things, how would you say that they could make their nutrition time efficient?
I think the most obvious one is taking a day of the week where maybe you are meal prepping. Now, I say that though with a great deal of trepidation, because I know that when I talk to people, one of the big hangups for why they say they don't eat healthy or have such a challenge eating healthy is that they don't have time to meal prep. And I think though that it makes a lot of sense. I mean, we want things convenient. I want things convenient. Why I find eating more carnivore is just so much easier in terms of time efficiency and convenience. However, when we think about some of the other things that we might have along with that, things that we could prepare in advance that does not take up a tremendous amount of time. Like, let's just say that you like to have some type of starch with your meat. So you're the person who enjoys having some rice or some potatoes. To me, that's something that even I could prepare, and it doesn't take a tremendous amount of time to prepare it. And then once it's prepared, I mean, it could be Tupperware, thrown in the fridge, and just heat it up at a later time. So I definitely go for more of the convenience factor when it comes to my nutrition. I mean, granted, we do eat carnivore mainly because we feel that it is the most suitable based on our goals and our health. But ultimately, even if we were to include some of those other foods in, which we do from time to time, I think that making it easy to prepare foods and doing that in bulk makes the process a lot easier throughout the week when you are on the go and you say, I just need something really quick, something that you could heat up that's already prepared is a lot easier than having to make it from scratch.
Yeah. And I think, you know, making extra of certain things, listen, there are certain things I don't personally like leftover, but if I'm going to hard boil eggs for the kids to go to their homeschool program, I'm going to hard boil a dozen or 2 dozen for that matter. And that way, during the course of the week, we can have deviled eggs, hard boiled eggs, egg salad. You can make it into whatever you want. Same thing with chicken. And I think the crock pot comes in great, or maybe, you know, for other people, it's the Instapot, which I still haven't dipped my toe there. But it's cooking more so that you have, I mean, even pulled chicken or just chicken in a crock pot with literally chicken broth or salt. It's so basic. It can be taco meat. It can be chicken salad. It could be so many different things. And so I always try to think ahead, like, how can I use this food again another time? Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, because all of a sudden, you know, your children decide that instead of eating one pancake or two crepes that you're making, they're going to eat 40 of them, like happened the other morning. And they're these thin little like high protein crepes. But I'm like, I totally was going to freeze those to have another school morning. But, you know, we'll just make them from scratch again.
I'm glad you brought that up about preparing more, because I think for many people, you know, they think about the difficulty of planning out their nutrition throughout the day. And it's easy if you just know or set yourself on a schedule where whatever you have for dinner becomes your lunch the next day. And that is just a real simple way to take all the guesswork out of your nutrition. Because if there is a reason why people stumble with regards to their nutrition, I mean, yes, it's lack of preparation, but I think that it goes even deeper than that. It has to do with a lot of decision fatigue. And if we're always trying to figure out, what am I going to have? What am I going to have? That's when we stress ourselves out and we're most likely to go for the thing that we probably shouldn't be having. But if we were to set ourselves on a schedule where lunch is simply last night's leftovers, I mean, that makes it really easy, doesn't it?
I love that. No, and for the people that are like, well, I don't like leftovers, or I don't like eating the same thing all the time, because I know that there's somebody out there saying that. You know, let's say you make chicken and it's chicken parmesan. And that to me means something different than to you. We're not breading our chicken. It's just naked chicken with tomato sauce and mozzarella. But then you can take the extra chicken and turn it into chicken salad the next day. So don't get dogmatic about it where you're like, I don't want to eat chicken parmesan again. Just set some plain chicken or plain eggs aside and make it different the next day. Don't fall into that, like, I'm not that type of person. All right. Let's then move into grocery shopping. And I will definitely take this one because I'm the shopper in the house. And what I found are just a couple of apps to my favorite grocery stores. Listen, for all of the bad that COVID did, there were some great things that happened. And I would say online supermarket ordering was one of them. Perhaps that existed pre-COVID, but you know what? I think it became very popular. And so I love actually to create a list. And a lot of the apps will have a feature that says, you know, want to make a new list, or like want to add today's shopping cart together. Or we'll say, want to create today's shopping cart, add your favorites. And so in one click, I can literally add all of the things I normally buy into my shopping cart. I can quickly scroll. What I think makes that so time efficient, by the way, also is for those who hated cutting out coupons, yours truly, I can actually apply all of the digital coupons onto my order. So not only is it time efficient, it's also financially efficient, and that I'm making sure I'm getting the best deals. Anything that's out there that could possibly save us money is great. But for me, anytime that they offer free shipping, I will definitely take advantage of that. I meet a lot of really awesome people on our front porch that drop off the groceries. It's always pleasant. And then if it's not, I mean, it's so simple that I can literally pull into a spot, check in the app, have the groceries delivered. Sometimes I'll just pop into the store and get them. But I would say there's so much flexibility today. And again, for people that are like, I like to go in to pick out my produce, then you know what? Here's what you do. Go in and get your produce, but have all of your other staples like your eggs, your butter, your meat, have that ordered on the app. So you can go in and pick out, because I'll agree that, you know, some of the stuff comes bruised when you allow somebody else to do it. Pick out your produce and check in and then pick up the remainder of your order. And I think that also saves time bringing kids through aisles, getting sidetracked by sales and end caps and those places in the supermarket where you end up spending a good $20 to $30 more than you intended upon. I would say that's my favorite way to make grocery shopping time efficient. Let's then move into your morning routine. I feel like this is something that you have really beautifully designed.
Well, let me first tell a story. We worked with a coach a while back who, you know, laid out for us what our morning routine should look like. And to be quite honest, it was overwhelming. In fact, if you go onto YouTube right now and you type in, you know, morning routine for billionaires or something along those lines, something in that personal development realm, you're going to find these routines that are extensive and require 90 minutes of morning just to get through. Now, to me, I don't have 90 minutes to spare, and I know most of you do not either. So for me, it was just taking the same exact approach that I would for our exercise, 30 minutes. That's all I need. And in that 30 minutes, for me personally, that's where I get myself set up for the day. It begins in prayer, which usually is anywhere from 5 to 8 minutes as the coffee's brewing. The moment the coffee is done, so is my prayer. Not because the coffee's done, but because it just tends to work out that way.
I think Jesus would have loved coffee too.
Yeah, I think he would as well. And so then I'm going to fill up my coffee. Then I'm sitting down. I'm sitting there with my Bible for you. It could be any book, anything that fills you. And I'm just putting in the next 15 to 20 minutes worth of reading. And then right there, I keep my phone, which gives me my notification that it's time to move on to the next task, which is typically go upstairs, give your wife a kiss goodbye, and it's into the car and onto the studio. And that's how I set up my morning. So I actually have it all laid out in my calendar. You know, I know my alarm is going off at 4:50. As long as I don't hit snooze, I'm jumping right in the shower. By the time I'm done with that shower, teeth brushed, ready to go, dressed, I mean, it should be about 5 after 5. And now this is where I put in my 30 minutes. And I put in that 30 to 35 minutes, and then I'm ready to head out the door. And that sets up my day in a way that I cannot put a dollar amount on. Meaning there is just so much value for me when it comes to going through that routine each morning. And so what I'm just going to encourage anybody out there to do, though, is if you're in need of a routine and maybe the one that you're doing right now seems like it's eating up too much time, well, think about the aspects of it that you can't do without, the things that are absolute necessities, and then cut out the rest. Because a lot of the routines that I see that people have in the morning require movement activity and then meditation time and then a cold plunge and then, you know, a sauna. And it's like, who does this? No. Like, real billionaires are not billionaires because of their morning routine. It's because they get up and they go to work. And so I believe in being as efficient as possible so that I can be filled to start my day, but then go to work and do my job.
Oh my gosh, I love that you said that so much. It's always funny when people are like, the three things billionaires do. I'm like, did they always, or is this since they became a billionaire? You know, they had 2 hours to spend on cold plunges and saunas. Listen, if that's you, that's great. More power to you. But you have that fitness couple here telling you that that's not what we do. So I think we could all take some pressure off ourselves. For me personally, I started timing different aspects of my routine. I know that might sound crazy, but I'm here working out of the house. And so there's some things that could really get out of order and I put off, like doing my makeup. And maybe that sounds ridiculous, but on the days I don't have to be on video calls or on film, I'm not going to do my makeup. You know, but on the days that I am going to go somewhere, see people personally, I feel better when I have, you know, some eyebrow pencil, mascara, maybe you can relate, a little bit of bronzer, it's all good, right? And so knowing that my makeup takes me 5 minutes because I've timed it, it always takes me 5 minutes. So on those mornings where I'm a little bit stressed or a little bit rushed because the kids or life, you know, I know if I have 5 minutes, I can quickly get my makeup done. Otherwise, I can schedule it 5 minutes later. Or if it's morning, I just let it go. I let it go. But what my morning routine looks like is coffee, same as Mike, Bible, same as Mike. And I used to do journaling, and then I used to try to go into a study, and then I used to try to write. All the trying means you're not actually doing. So if you say like, I try, it's you don't actually do it. So I cut all of the song and the journaling and everything else out. And sometimes it's just opening up my daily Bible app. It's reading the verse of the day, getting the message read to me. If I do have more time, the kids are not awake yet, I will open up my Bible and go there. But I've taken all the stress of journaling and everything else off of myself. And it's just, it's helped. It's really helped. So I think that that's really valid advice.
Yeah, I think that that's what we always have to do is assess all the things that we're doing and see, number one, how much value does this bring? And I'm not saying that journaling doesn't bring value. But what I'm saying is, if you recognize that it's not the make or break for the day, then there's no need to stress yourself about doing it or getting it done. You know, but the things that you know you need to do in order to set yourself up to have a productive day, then do those things. And so if that's for you, it's the cold plunge, then do your cold plunge. But don't worry about all the other things that you have to do along with it. And truth be told, none of the science really points to there being tremendous value from cold plunges. So although I enjoy doing them, I think there is value from a mental standpoint and for waking your body up. But I mean, it's not going to be the make or break for your day for most people, right? And if you need to, just make your shower really cold before you get out of it.
It's good. Hey, we hope you're enjoying our show and finding it valuable. If you could do us a quick favor, it would mean the world to us. Please take a moment to rate and review our podcast on your favorite platform. Your reviews help us reach more people and share our message. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Thanks for being awesome and supporting us. Now, back to the show. All right, let's talk a little bit about calendaring. We calendar some crazy things. And again, a lot of it did come from a lot of thoughtfulness, coaches and mentors that have worked with us. And the cool thing is they've had very different approaches to calendaring. We had one coach that looked and was like, where's your white space? And really what they meant was, where's the time in between activities, you know, to buffer? And then the next coach we worked with was like, too much white space, like, you know, put all your activities together. I'm like, oh my gosh. Let's talk about maybe your favorite aspect of calendaring for you, and then one thing that you have changed about the way that you calendar.
My favorite aspect of it is all of it. I love my calendar. I love the way it looks. I love my notifications going off. Like, I love knowing where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there, and how much time it's going to take to get there. And so even though that can sound extreme to some people, I mean, that though is where I can be so efficient, is that I have my day mapped out. And by mapped out, I don't mean that I always know every single thing I'm going to do throughout the day. What I mean is I have blocked out time on my calendar where anything that needs to get done that is not a meeting, that's not training, that's not personal care for myself, there is a block of time for that. And to me, that relieves the stress of trying to figure out when these things are going to get done. Because oftentimes for me, it's Monday morning. I am, after I've gotten started in the morning, after I've maybe gone through some training sessions and done a little other work, I am looking at my list of to-dos for that day, that week, and literally placing those things in specific time slots throughout the day. And like you were talking about before, Corey Beth, about knowing how long it's going to take to do an activity. Well, it's the same idea. It's, here's my to-do. Here's how long I estimate it's going to take to do that thing. And so where is the best place for this to fit? So there may be different chunks of my day in which that activity fits better here, or that other activity will fit better over there. Like, I don't have to feel as if, okay, the most important thing has to get done right now. It's no, the thing that can get done in 5 minutes should get done now. And the thing that is going to take me 60 to 90 minutes, well, there's a block for that later on. So I love building out my calendar, adjusting it each day to match the day, and then to look ahead through the week and say, okay, what else is going to have to get done and where is it going to get done? But it all begins with first mapping out sleep and just putting on the calendar. Hey, this is the time that I am generally speaking going to go to bed. This is generally when I'm going to wake up most days, right? And actually putting that in the calendar, because I think when you do that, right, that sleep is something that we all need, but we don't often think about it in terms of our schedule or scheduling it. And I think once you get that out of the way, then you could look, okay, how many hours do I really have available in a day? Or do I need that many hours of sleep? And now we can start to plug in all the other important things. I think we did do an episode in the past, maybe we didn't, I can't remember. But when it comes to setting up your calendar, it's laying out the things that are essential first, which is your sleep. Then the next essential things would be things for self-care. So that's your workout time, right? That should go in the calendar before anything else. You know, it's mapping out, when are we going to have family time? When are we going to have time to eat? Putting those things actually on the calendar is super helpful, because now you're looking at the rest of the day saying, okay, here's where I'm going to fit in these things, or on which days will I be able to fit them in, because this is what my week looks like. And so for most of us, we do have for those doing a 9-to-5, I mean, maybe, you know, it's very clear. I work these hours, and then you have all these other hours throughout the day that are going to be available. And so I think what's always interesting is, like, when we've had people do this activity, they start to realize, oh my gosh, I actually have more time than I thought. And often what happens is, because we don't have things mapped out, because we don't put activities in the proper time slot, what happens is time just disappears. And we're wondering, well, where'd that go? And it's a good question. Where did it go? Because often it's wasted on things that are wasteful.
I think you were not kidding when you said you loved calendaring.
Yeah, absolutely.
Calendaring. That said, I would say the biggest thing that I love about calendaring was actually something I was super convicted of when a coach looked at my calendar and he was like, what is the most important thing in your life? And I was like, obviously it's my family. He was like, well, your calendar does not tell that same story. And it was like a dagger in my heart. I was like, oh my gosh, I had all these work-related things scheduled in my calendar. And I realized how important it was to put our family night, our date night, our dinner time as a family, our morning prep, all that stuff in. And so—
Wait, when's date night going back in there? Because we haven't seen one of those in quite a long time.
I'm pretty sure it's this weekend for 4 days. But actually, I do want to talk about that too, because that's the thing, is like at night, we will have blocked out family time. Friday night is family night. And the kids know that. And that also came from a set of coaches that that's been invaluable for us to have that. Now, it doesn't always look like we get together as a family. We got to go to the mall to go see a movie and go out to dinner and do this whole extensive thing. It literally just means Mike and I shut down work and we're with our kids. It could be a board game, which everyone in the family hates except for me. It could be a movie night that, that everybody else loves. But whatever it is, it's simple. It's time efficient. You know, we can stay right here in our house and just open up the laser guns and like have a laser tag, you know? It's something so simplistic. So I think, you know, in doing your calendaring, don't overcomplicate it. Things can be super basic, but family is one that's definitely important. The biggest thing that's changed for me has been sleep. You know, actually putting sleep in my calendar. It's the funniest thing when I'm traveling or at like a women's retreat, my phone dings and it's like time for sleep. And everyone's like, wait, you schedule your sleep? Yeah, I was a chronic 4 hour a night sleeper. And so to be going to bed when I was getting a message from my coach, like, have a powerful day. And I'm like, I'm still awake, you know, I'm sitting at my computer. I've been getting anywhere, we just clocked it, you know, 8-9 hours of sleep a night for me. And it's been life changing. I mean, I feel so much better. So that's been the biggest thing, the biggest change is putting sleep into the calendar. All right, let's talk a little bit about personal care products and supplements. This is something that we have loved using, whatever they call it, subscribe and save, auto ship, auto shipments, whatever it is. You know, if you have a set of personal care products or supplements that you enjoy, we have two great companies that we get a monthly shipment from, and it's just an automatic shipment. If there's anything, of course, you want to change, you pop on in, you click, click, click. But to know that you're getting your supplements on time every month helps you to stay on them regularly. And I personally love it. For the personal care products, we will use different things. We've loved actually buying from network marketing companies from different friends. I think the most basic place actually we get some of our basic items from are places like Amazon Subscribe and Save, because you get that discount when you put 5 or more items on. So we'll get our Tom's toothpaste. We'll get baby wipes because you can't live in a house with two boys without, you know, constantly having baby wipes, or go to the lacrosse field without baby wipes. What else do we do? My eyebrow pencil, you know, some makeup items we'll get, but
I get nothing. Just so that this is very clear and apparent to people, you can keep going on with all the things that are on Subscribe and Save and all that. I get nothing, people.
I got you a moisturizer. Have you been using it?
Which one would you be referring to? Like, that should tell you everything right there.
Well, Mike enjoys always having our vitamin C bath, things that you need when you're not feeling well.
I don't take vitamin C baths. You are failing on this one because I literally get nothing, nothing except the stuff that I put in my coffee. And that's about it.
Is there something you wanted? All you have to do is ask.
No, I need nothing. I'm a simple man.
Right. You're ridiculous. Well, anyway, for those of you who use personal care products or utilize supplements, I think auto shipments are phenomenal, very time efficient and time saving. Would you disagree with that?
I would not disagree with that.
Okay, fantastic.
Just wish I could take advantage of it.
All right, the other thing that we put down here was, for me personally, some personal care. So always a big goal for me when I do a vision board or at the beginning of the year, or the end of the year, I'll reflect upon like, what did I do for myself? And there were two things that were always like, should I, shouldn't I, should I, shouldn't I? And I know a lot of women and moms can relate to this. And that is a house cleaner. Now you're like, wait, how is that personal care? It's personal care because for me to clean my house top to bottom, I timed it. It's 4 hours. And so, you know, Mike and I sat down together, and I think that that's a very valid step in this. It's not just go off and do it. But if you are in a partnership, you know, have that discussion. And when I came to him and I was like, okay, Mike, it takes me 4 hours to clean the house. And if I do that, you know, once a week, it's 16 hours. And you know, here's what I could be doing with that time if I were working in our business or, you know, doing things with our kids. And he just looked at me and he was like, so hire the cleaner. It's like, I feel like I proved it really well. And he was like, why are you even asking? You know, for them to come in twice a month, that's all we have. It's every other week. They spend literally an hour. They come in like gangbusters and then they're out of here in an hour and our entire house is clean. And you know what? It is worth that investment as long as you're doing something valuable with the time you save. So that's been amazing for us, for me. And even for our gyms too, you know?
Well, as the king of delegation, I don't think you really had to do too much convincing. I was all for it even before. I just could never understand why you were cleaning the house like that in the first place. But I will say another way that you could be more efficient. Should we do this now? I'm going to do it. One of the ways that I like to be efficient in terms of keeping our house.
You're going to talk about the dishwasher after you.
In terms of keeping...
You're so dumb.
Here you go, Cavi.
Good. Tell them all about your dishwasher skills.
Okay. To me, the problem is very simple to solve. When you have something like a plate or a mug or a glass and you are done with it, the easiest thing to do is to just rinse it off so there's not any gunk on it and just neatly put it away in the dishwasher. What I came down to this morning.
I heard you. You were like, oh my gosh.
Yes, because I was irritated. Last night, I had a cup of tea. I go to the sink and there in there is like this tiny little bowl that had peanut butter all clumped up in it. And I intentionally did not rinse it out. I left it there. I rinsed out my mug and put it neatly in the dishwasher.
Why did you put the tea kettle in the sink? Tea kettles don't need to get washed. They can keep water in them.
I did not do that.
Yes, you did. You put a tea kettle in the sink.
That was today. That wasn't even last night.
But why are you washing a tea kettle?
No, I dumped the water out and it needed to be rinsed out. Anyway, let me get back to the real problem here. You see what she's doing is she is trying to place this on me, but this has nothing to do with me.
Go ahead. Go on with your story.
It has everything to do with you. Tell me I'm wrong, people. Tell me I'm wrong that it's not easier when you have plates or bowls that have stuff in it to just rinse them out.
Okay, we get it.
Or to soak a pan.
Yes, so that put it in the dishwasher. Listen, I've been late for my Bible study twice on a Wednesday because I made sure the whole sink was clean for you to come home to. You're welcome. But you know what? Like I would say for me, and I know someone out there is like, yeah, Corey Beth, I'm with you. When I used to have to-do lists, I would write down the things I had to do. And if there was something not on the to-do list, I would go back to the to-do list and write the thing that I'd already completed so that I could cross it off. So there's something about completing a task. And I don't mind letting a couple things, like literally in there was the egg mixer, there was the tea kettle, there was the peanut butter bowl from the kids' peanut butter and apple, and a couple of utensils and my coffee mug this morning. I love to go in and just do that in 10 minutes and be done with it because there's a lot of things that can't go in the dishwasher.
But you don't even need 10 minutes if, as you're going along, you just rinse it out and get rid of it.
I don't like doing things like that.
This is no, because like, okay, welcome everybody. Welcome. So on the rest of this episode of That Fitness Couple, what we're going to talk about is the fact that Corey Beth will get upset that the sink is overflowing with things and wants everything in there washed and will look to me to do it. But I don't want to do it because number one, I don't like washing dishes. And then number two, I make it a point to just get everything in the dishwasher as soon as I'm done with it. And that makes life easier. You wouldn't feel the anxiety and the stress of having a sink full of stuff or things needing to be washed if they weren't in there in the first place.
Well, we're going to have you guys weigh in on this. I like to go approach it like there's literally 7 things in there right now. I'll go, I'll wash them. It's done and it's all cleaned out. All at once, you don't have to do it. Well, moving on to the last two things we're going to talk about, the should I, shouldn't I, especially for the women, is the personal care. And one of the things that I don't know if I can go on with this episode. I just can't. It's ridiculous. I'm so sorry. Okay, let's continue. Personal care needs. I always heard women say things like, it's really important for your skin to have a regular facial. And in my like 5-year, 10-year ago life, I'm like, how is that even possible? How am I going to do that? How am I going to carve out the time? Well, the way that I found to actually make it time efficient is amazing. There's a local spa right by our house that has a monthly membership and it's not incredibly expensive. And with that membership, you'll save a percentage on all the services, but you also get a free facial a month. Now, how I look at it is I'm paying a monthly membership for a monthly facial. But just like having your exercise or your doctor's appointment or whatever it is scheduled, having that facial scheduled, I'm going once a month and getting a facial. And I'll be honest, every time that appointment comes up in the calendar, I feel so guilty. I'm like, oh my gosh, should I spend the money? Should I spend the time? Should I go do it? And I'm like, it's booked. There's someone waiting for you. You must go. And I go and I come back and I feel so much better. And this is the first winter we're going into that my nose is not flaking off of itself. My skin is the best it's ever looked. I'm like, wow, maybe there's something to all those people saying that. So maybe for you, it's going and getting a pedicure, you know, once a quarter. Maybe for you, it's planning that time that you just sit in your bathtub and take a bath and light a candle. So I just really want to emphasize the importance of self-care, but actually scheduling that self-care so that you do become more productive in your day. I think that makes us more time efficient. And I'll say for you, the time that we've had a massage for you, you know, helping to release all the tension from your back and your neck. You feel better after you do that, but it's something, I don't know why. And maybe you're listening and you're like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I feel no guilt about going and getting that thing. I don't think you do.
I was wondering if you felt bad that I don't get a facial every month. You know, you go through the list of things like, should I be going? Should I be spending the money? Should I be spending the time? Do you ever think like, my poor husband, he doesn't get a facial.
Do you want to know what's funny? Shouldn't have one. Oh, you want to know what's funny? I'm going to say this for everybody to hear. I'm a month behind on my facial. I did not get one in November. So the membership comes up again. And now I have two facials on my account. And do you know that it's in my airlock right now to call and see if you can use one and we could go get facials together.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Now that it's a reality, are you excited?
I don't know.
All right. Here's the last thing I'll give you guys. And this is just my own personal hack. I don't know if you've ever heard of the company. And before I even say it, there's no affiliation that I have with them. I just like using them. It's called Rent the Runway. And this is not a regular thing that I use, but when I'm traveling for a conference or some big event, what I will do, I've been told this is genius. What I'll do is I will pack my undergarments, my makeup, and any toiletries I need and shoes. And then I will order the outfits that I need for that trip and I will ship them to the destination. So just picture this. You're getting ready. You have the stress of like outfits and what am I going to wear and what is it going to look like? And it's probably going to be wrinkled by the time I get there and I got to iron it. I've eliminated all of that. In fact, I was just out in California 2 weeks ago. Mike and I had a conversation. I'm like, are you cool if I do 1 month of Rent the Runway? He's like, go for it. Literally ordered the 5 outfits I was going to wear at the conference. They were shipped to the front desk of the hotel. I show up with my suitcase, with my necessities. I pick up my outfits and it's fabulous. And then here's the best part. Before you come home, you repack up that bag, you bring it back to the front desk, you put the return address label back in, and you just take your little carry-on suitcase and go on your merry way. It really has just been one of the least...
And walk away in your undergarments? You don't bring any other extra outfits?
I have nothing to say to you. So I'll walk away in my leggings and my plain sweatshirt, which is perfect. But it's just taken so much stress and anxiety. I personally don't like shopping. I'm just not a shopper. And so
it's a visual of you in heels and underwear walking out of the hotel. It is wonderful.
That's exactly what it looks like. So anyway, we hope that these ways that we have made our lives time efficient will help you to make your life time efficient. And don't feel like you have to go do all of them. We want you to pick and choose. If you're like, oh, wow, that's a great little hack. At the end of the day, time is finite. You only have so much of it. Yet there are people that are getting way more done in the 24 hours they have than you are right now. And so the question that we encourage you to ask yourself is, how can I make my exercise, my nutrition, my personal care, my supplements, my groceries, my morning routine, how can I make that more time efficient? And I promise the answer will appear. Thanks for tuning in. If you're a busy working parent like us, you understand the daily challenges. Our mission is to make exercise and nutrition simple and exciting, helping you and your family thrive even on the busiest days. We've got a fantastic free 5-day online challenge that's tailor-made for super busy people like you.
If you like a high-vibe workout environment with professional coaching, swing by one of our franchise studios for a free intro workout.
Check the show notes for details or head on over to purephysique.com when you have a moment. We know those moments are rare.
Until next time, lift weights, eat meat, and never forget, you were created on purpose for a purpose. I get nothing.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
You're so dumb.